Okay, good evening, everybody. This evening's shiur is dedicated to the topic of mashing, the propriety, the permissibility, or the prohibition of mashing, specifically bananas, avocados, etc., fruits and vegetables that can be mashed and can be taken apart. Last week, we discussed the malach of tochen. Tochen, we described, was a prohibition which is taking something as a solid and dividing it or chopping or slicing or dicing something into separate compartments, say a cucumber, a tomato, anything that was once a solid mass, and dividing or splitting or cutting or dicing or chopping into different sections, that would be prohibited under the malach of tochen. We mentioned that tochen is also specifically when it comes to fruits and vegetables. Something which has already been chopped is permitted to be chopped again. That's the rule of ein tochen acha tochen. We also mentioned that things like bread and other forms of cake are also permitted to be chopped and ground and sliced and diced, because either they have already been ground, or the fact that they have already been taken apart before would not prohibit one from the chopping, slicing, or dicing, or crumbling it again. The question is mashing. What is mashing? Is mashing a derivative? Is it a tolda of tochen, or is it not? On the one hand, one would think that it's not, because when it comes to tochen, tochen is taking something that's solid and taking it apart into pieces and creating numerous pieces from an item that was originally one. Mashing, I do not do that. I simply take a mass and mash it, but it doesn't separate into different pieces, and it remains as a mass of what it originally was, just not in the same content. So you haven't sliced or diced or chopped or cut anything, but it's simply a larger mass or a more separated mass, but it's not cut into separate pieces. So one can argue that it would not be prohibited, it wouldn't be us, it would not fall under the category of tochen, but it's nothing. On the other hand, some achronim would argue, theoretically, that anytime you crush or pulverize anything, so it's similar to tochen. The goal of tochen is to cut, chop, slice, or dice something from a solid mass into separate pieces. And your goal here is similar in that respect, that I'm not interested in the mass. I don't want a full banana. I don't want a whole avocado. I want it to be mashed. And as a result, it would be prohibited because it would fall under the category of tochen, because I've gone from a solid mass into a separated mass, albeit that it hasn't been sliced and diced and crushed. Those are the two ways to look at mashing. Either it would fall under the prohibition of tochen or it wouldn't, based upon the category of the malach itself. This essentially is a machlokas, a contemporary machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Moshe Feinstein. The Chazon Ish understood that this is indeed considered to be tochen, that when you mash something, it is a derivative, it is a tolda of the malach of tochen, because I've taken something apart. It's true, it's not in pieces, and it's not sliced, diced, or chopped, or in separate pieces, but it's been separated, or it's been taken apart, and therefore we would fall under the malach of tochen, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Or HaChaim Chelev Dalet Simanayin Dalet, under the category of tochen, says that this is not a prohibition of tochen, because I didn't chop something, I didn't divide something, I didn't slice something. It was a whole mass and it remains a whole mass, and I haven't done anything different. What is the basis of this machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Moshe Feinstein? Essentially, the rest of the shiur this evening will be based upon each of their opinions, going through their opinions, and the goal will be to see how we come out halach l'maisa. Can one take a banana and mash it? Can one take an avocado and mash it? This is most prominently applicable for children. Child can eat the whole banana, so you want to mash it for the child and give the child something that's been mashed. And the like. The Ramah in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, is really the source of this issue, and it's in the Siman regarding Tochen. The Ramah writes, Aser Lachtoch Grogros V'Charuvim L'Fnei Eskenim. One is prohibited to take apart. L'Chotech literally means to cut. Grogros and Tilukim are figs and dates. So one is prohibited from doing that. The word Chitoch means to cut. To cut. Grogros v'chruvim, figs or dates, in front of older individuals. Seemingly, it was harder for older people to eat a whole fig or a whole date, and they were cut, or they were chopped, or they were mashed, possibly, in front of his kingdom. So Rama writes, so that's us. Now, the Chazon Ish understands that the way you take apart dates and figs is not by chopping, slicing, dicing, or cutting them, but it's actually by smushing them or mashing them. And as a result, the Ramah, the Chazon Ish, based upon the Ramah, understands that from here you see that mashing something is actually prohibited. The fact that the Rama writes that it's prohibited to be chotech grogos v'charuven lefnei haskenim, that's prohibited to chop dates and figs in front of older individuals. The fact that that's usher means that it will be usher to mash as well, because it's clear when the word chitoch here is being used, says the Chaznish, it's not talking about chopping or slicing or dicing, it's talking about mashing. And since here the Rama seems to indicate that it's prohibited to mash these figs and dates in front of older people, this would seem to be prohibited in the same way to mash a banana and a avocado as well. That's the opinion of the Chaznish. Moshe Feinstein and others argue, and they understand that when the Rama here is talking about chituch of grogos v'charuvim, he's not talking about mashing figs and dates, he's actually talking about cutting them and chopping them and slicing them. And albeit the figs and dates are not easily cut, sliced, or diced, or chopped, nonetheless, that is what the Rama says. It's true, figs and dates break down and can be theoretically similar to toche, but they nonetheless remain stuck together. Bananas, for example, they don't separate into tiny different particles. Bananas stay the same, and bananas don't separate the way figs and dates do. So when the Rama says that it's usur to chop figs and dates, that's specifically figs and dates, because what you're really doing there is chopping and slicing and dicing. So you're not mashing at all. You're really cutting, like the Rama indicates. So figs and dates, indeed, it will be prohibited, as the Rama says, to cut them in front of this Canaan, because that's indeed token. You're chopping and slicing. It's true that figs and dates, when you chop them and slice them and dice them, do still stick together, but fundamentally it's still called token. It's still called cutting. So figs and dates will be problematic, but Moshe Feinstein thinks that bananas, which don't truly separate into different particles, their mashing would be absolutely permitted. So both Moshe Feinstein and the Chaznish, the Moshe Feinstein, who permits one to mash bananas and avocados on Shabbos, is coming from the Rama, and the Rama says that it's prohibited to do so, to mash or to chop or slice figs and dates. That's specifically figs and dates, which can be chopped or diced, but bananas can't. As opposed to the Chaznish, who understands that here it's considered to be mashing in the Rama altogether, and just like grogros and charuvim and figs and dates cannot be mashed, the same thing is true when it comes to bananas. That is the first level of the machlokas between the Chaznish and Moshe Feinstein. The Chaznish adds another interesting point to prohibit mashing bananas on Shabbos, and that is that he writes that mashing is even worse than slicing or chopping. As when it comes to chopping or slicing and dicing, you remember that last week we discussed the Rama. The Rama here also writes in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph that one is permitted to chop or cut or dice something if it's being done l'alta, if it's being done immediately prior to use. So if you want to make a salad on Shabbos, so whether or not you cut it small or large, and you should, like the Mishnah Berurah says, cut the vegetables a little bit bigger, it should only be done immediately prior to the meal. And the reason for that, says the Chaznish, is that anything that's done for the sake of the meal itself is permitted. I could chop something, I could cut something, if it's being done derech achila. Says the Chaznish, when it comes to mashing, that's never called derech achila. I don't need to mash the item, and when I'm mashing something, it's really being done en masse, and it's being done on a large scale. When I'm mashing something, you can never consider that to be derech achila. When it comes to chopping and slicing something, I need to cut my tomato or my potato or my carrots or whatever it is. That's the only way that I can eat it. But mashing is not necessarily the only way that I can eat the banana. I can eat the banana another way also. So therefore, mashing is never considered to be derech achila, and a chumra emerges from the position of the Chaznish, as opposed to when it comes to toche, that the Rama writes, that you're permitted to chop or dice or slice something if you're going to use it immediately prior to eating it. When it comes to mashing, you can't even do that immediately prior to your meal. So according to the Chaznish, if you want to eat a banana mashed, or if you want to eat avocado mashed, you wouldn't even be able to do it prior to the meal, because that is not considered to be derech achila. That's not the way people ordinarily eat something, as opposed to chopping or slicing, which is indeed the way you eat something, and therefore that is permitted. Halach l'maisa, between the Chaznish and Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chaznish writes that one should really, if he or she wants to mash something, should use the handle of a spoon or a fork immediately before the meal. This is what's called the shinoi, derakata the sakina, using the back or the handle of the spoon or the fork. That's considered to be a shinoi, and therefore if you do it in a shinoi way, that is permitted. certainly for children, for example, if they need a banana to be mashed or an avocado for whatever reason for a salad. So if you want to do so, says the Chaznish, you can, but it should be only done in an awkward fashion, in a shilidika form, and therefore that would be permitted. Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, who is the makil here, who is in lenient opinion, who says that you can always mash something, says really you should be choshesh for the opinion of the Chaznish, and you should always try, when possible, to mash something with the opposite way, with the handle of a spoon or a fork. That is the best way to do it in order to fulfill the opinion of the Chaznish, even according to Moshe Feinstein, who writes that it's mutter. Rabbi Falk of Gateshead, the well-known Rav, he has a suggestion, a practical suggestion. He writes the best thing to do is to use, let's say, the underside of a cup or a plate, and that's considered to be a shinoi, and that would be permitted as well. Just another example of how to do it if you don't use the back of a spoon or a fork. But if indeed you do want to mash something on Shabbos of the like, the best way to go about it is using a handle of a spoon or a fork and not simply to rely on Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion that it's mutter, because he himself writes that the best thing to do is using the back of a handle or a spoon. The caveat of this discussion is whether your opponent is permitted to mash a cooked vegetable or a fruit. If you already have a vegetable, a tomato that's cooked, if you have a potato that's already cooked, or if you have any fruit or vegetable that's already been cooked, can you mash it? Now, why would you be permitted to mash this more than a banana or an avocado? Well, the reason is, once something has already been cooked, what you see is what you get. You can't change anything. It's not going to cut. Once an item has been cooked on the water, it's been cooked up to a boil, it's impossible to cut the item into slices and to cut it into separate pieces, as opposed to something which is raw, a banana which is raw, you could cut into different pieces. A avocado, you could cut into different pieces. But if a item has already been cooked, it's impossible to cut it into different pieces, so certainly you shouldn't think that it should be a problem of tochen. But what about mashing? Would it be permitted? There are halachic opinions that permit one to mash something which has already been cooked. Earlier, Achron makes such a suggestion. However, Moshe Feinstein as well, in the same group of tshuvas on the Melach of Tochen, Chelik Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, takes a more stringent position, and he thinks that it's inappropriate, that it should not be done, because the same thing is happening. You're changing the content of the cooked apple, the cooked pear, the cooked tomato, or whatever it is, and changing its status, and any iota is going to be prohibited. That's your motion's position. I want to mention another aspect of mashing a banana or a avocado, and that's the melacha of lush. Lush means kneading. One of the 39 prohibited labors on Shabbos, one of the Issur melachos of Shabbos, is kneading. For example, to take flour and water and to create a paste or to create a dough by use of flour and water is prohibited on Shabbos. That's kneading. That's the Issur of lush. And lush essentially is taking two separate items and making them into one. When you think about it, lush and tochen are really two opposite extremes. Tochen is taking a single mass and dividing it into different pieces, as opposed to lush, which is taking two separate items and making it into one. So they're two different sides of the coin. Taking different particles and making it into one is considered to be lush. Taking dough and water and turning it into one ingredient, into one solid paste, is considered to be lush, as opposed to tochen is taking different one whole carrot and cutting it into different pieces. Now, would one be prohibited to mash the banana or the avocado based upon the melach of lush? Till now, we've described and defined the issue of mashing a vegetable, a fruit on Shabbos under the category of tochen, but would it fall under the melacha of lush as well? There seem to be two reasons why this would not be subject to the melacha of lush. One, really, you're not doing anything. You're not creating, you're not taking two different particles and making it into one. When you have your cooked vegetable, you have your tomato, or you have your pear, or you have your cooked, your apple, or whatever it is that you want to mash, you're not taking flour and water and making it into one. Lush means you're taking two separate ingredients and making it into one. That's the isser of lush. That's when you're kneading two different items together. As opposed to tochen, you're taking one item and chopping it into different pieces. Here, when it comes to mashing a banana, all you have is a banana. Well, when it comes to an avocado, all you have is your avocado, and you're mashing it, and you really didn't take two separate items, but you took one. Yes, it's true that the banana and avocado have natural juices to them. But when it comes to defining the melacha of lush, That's when you have two separate things and they're coming together like flour and water, as opposed to a banana or as opposed to a avocado, which are whole. There's a second reason. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes this in the same tshuva, why it would not be prohibited under the melacha of lush, and that's because when it comes to lush, you're binding together two different items through a binding agent. For example, when you have the flour and water, the water is considered to be a binding agent, and you're using the water in order to create one large paste or one large dough. And that's happening when you use the water and the flour together to make it into one item. However, when it comes to the avocado or the banana, all you have is the avocado and the banana. Again, you do have natural juices, but it's not a separate entity that's being used as a binding agent, and therefore Moshe says it would not be prohibited under the melacha of lush. The whole question of mashing a banana or an avocado would only be relegated to the melacha of tochen, defining whether it would be full under the category of tochen, and it has nothing to do with the melacha of lush whatsoever for the latter two reasons. So just to review, the question of mashing an avocado or banana on Shabbos is only subject to the melacha of tochen. Fundamentally, a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish understands that mashing is a tolda of tochen. Moshe Feinstein understands that it's not. The question hinges upon whether or not when you mash something, is it similar to tochen? Am I chopping or am I not chopping? It's true, I'm dividing something, taking something apart, but it's not exactly similar to tochen because I'm not dividing one mass into different pieces, as opposed to the Chazon Ish, who understands that as long as I'm separating and creating a new entity, albeit that it's the same large mass, it would still be prohibited. The halacha lemaisa, even according to Moshe Feinstein, who says that it's mutter to do so, still says in order to be choshish for the opinion of the Chazon Ish, it's best to use the backside of a fork or a spoon. That finishes and concludes our discussion on the melacha of tochen, and specifically the prohibition of mashing on Shabbos and how to go about mashing a banana or an avocado for a child. Again, it should be done through the backside of a spoon and immediately prior to the meal. Have a good evening.